Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say, as always, it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, He is your Savior, isn't He? He can be. He came to be. But the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, folks. If He isn't yours, you need Him. Oh, I'll tell you, preacher, I don't need Him right now. Yeah, you do. But I'm telling you the truth. You may think you don't need Him now, but there's coming a day when you'll wish you had Him. I'll tell you, listen, God's not only a God of love, but He's a God of justice. He's a God of righteousness. He's a God of He'll give you, friend, what your life demands, and it's a just judgment when He gives it. Well, that's not the message. That's why I was kind of hesitating, but I'm glad you're here, man. I'm excited about the message God has laid on my heart. I've opened my Bible up to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to take a verse of scripture out of that passage and then share with you what God has laid on my heart. Look, I'm telling you again, if you're not saved, get saved. Go to Jesus right now. Don't wait till the end of the program. The Word of God will tell us that the words that Jesus speaks to us are spirit and life. You need Him, friend. You need Him more than anything else, more than anyone else. When you get Jesus, you'll get all that you need. Well, Deb's going to do a song for us. The title of it is, It's Good to Know the Shepherd. And it is, friend, it is. If you don't know Him, again, I invite you to come to know Him. His name is Jesus. He's the only begotten Son of God. He's the virgin-born Son of Mary. He died for us at Calvary. He was buried, but He came out from among the dead to seek and to save that which was lost. Enjoy.
Standing on the mountain, so high I could touch the sky. Then I saw a deep, dark valley, waiting on the other side. I question my dear Lord, how can this be? I'm the shepherd of the valley, I lead a thee. Life is made of hills and valleys that accompany me. It's good to know the shepherd talks with me. It's good to know the shepherd walks and talks with me. Now I'm standing in the valley, still waters and pastures green. Beside me stands the shepherd, He's whispering sweet peace to me.
I love that song. In fact, I love the songwriter better than I do the song. Thank you, Debbie, for that. It is good to know the shepherd. Again, if you don't know Him, friend, I want you to. You can know Him. So all you got to do is come to Him, realize that you're lost, recognize Jesus as the Savior, repent of your sin, and by faith receive Him. And you know what He'll do? He'll change you for eternity. The book of 1 Thessalonians, right after the book of Colossians, right before the book of 2 Thessalonians, verse 13 says this, "For this cause," Paul said this now, the first epistle that, according to scholars and historians of the Word of God, the first epistle the Apostle Paul wrote, and he said this, "For this cause also, thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received," now watch this, "the Word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it were, as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, two times in that verse of Scripture, we find the phrase, "the word of God," the word of God. And all, friend, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the word of God. Now, look, this Bible that I hold in my hand, and I hold a copy of the 1611 King James Bible. I use the Scofield edition of the Bible by choice. There are a lot of other different good King James Bibles out there, but you need to be cautious of any footnote that any writer, any man has in it. We need to test it with the Word of God like we do anything else. But as I hold in my hand this copy of the Word of God, now listen to what I'm going to say, this inspired, this preserved copy of the Word of God, I want you to know that it is, in truth, without a doubt, the Word of God. You know what? The Word of God can be tested. In fact, it has been. Look, it's not a new book. It's an old book. This King James Bible, bless God, is over 400 years old. It's withstood the test of time. It's withstood the test of patriarchs and men that have tried to tear it up and tried to destroy it. But I'll tell you, it is what it was. Thank God. It is what it always will be. It is the unadulterated, eternal, indestructible, pure, perfect, sound, powerful Word of Almighty God. Now look, this Bible is a miracle. I want you to know it's a miracle, and I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. It's a book that if man could write, he wouldn't, and it's a book that man wouldn't write if he could. And you say, "Well, preacher, that's a parable. That's a something that is contradictory." Well, you study it out, you think it out, friend, and you'll find out that statement is true. It was written over 1,500 year period of time. Better than 40 men were chosen by Almighty God. Peter says they were holy men. They were moved by the Spirit of God to write the unadulterated, inspired, Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy 3:16, Word of God. It was God breathed upon those men. God superintended that writing of this grand old book by men like Moses and Isaiah, men like Micah and James, men like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And I could go on and name all 66 books. We may not know who authored every book that there is in the Bible, but can I tell you, hey, friend, we can know who inspired every book. Paul said again in 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable." Oh, friend, it is a profitable book. How the Old Testament is the Word of God. The New Testament is the Word of God. And that book made up of 39 Old Testament books, 27 New Testament books, is one book. It is the Word of God. It is not a authorized collection of books. It is a collection of authorized books. Hey, listen, friend, the rules been laid out. This book has been tried time and again by man after man, by a time that has come and gone, and it's withstood the test, thank God. Now listen, I'll never get this message preached. I want you to know, I'll not even get preached what I think I'll preach, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have a good time trying, and I hope you'll have a good time listening. You know what? This book, friend, listen, there is no other book like it in all the world. There's never been a book like it written in all of history. My, friend, listen, people have denied it. people have doubted it, people have sought how to destroy it. But can I tell you, all of those men are dead. All of those attempts have passed. There was a man to the name of Robert Ingersoll who one time boasted and said within 15 years, I'll have the Bible lodged in the morgue. Well, Robert Ingersoll was lodged in a morgue 15 years later, but hallelujah, the Word of God lives on. There was a man by the name of William Ramsey. He was an English scholar. He went to Asia Minor with one purpose in his mind and in his heart. And you know what that purpose was? It was to prove the Word of God. The Bible was historically inaccurate. And I mean to tell you, listen, he pored over all the ancient artifacts and details that he could find. And you know what he found out? How, bless God, he found out that the Word of God was the Word of God. And he was so convinced, this man to the name of William Ramsey, after he did his research, after he did his best to try to deny it and destroy it, himself became a believer of the Word of God. There was a man by the name of Voltaire. Most everybody listening to this preacher heard of a man by the name of Voltaire. You know what he boasted foolishly? He said within 100 years, within another century, he said, there'll not be a Bible left upon the earth. Well, I'll tell you what, that century has passed. Many others since Voltaire said that. And guess what? Voltaire's dead. And bless God, and the Word of God, he said, would not exist, still does. Oh, I want you to know the Word of God is eternal. It's indestructible. It's powerful. Oh, I want you to know, bless God, it's transforming. It'll transform me and you. Hey, Voltaire's dead, and you know what? God's got a sense of humor. The very house that Voltaire lived in, and the very printing equipment that Voltaire used, had to print his Victaulic language and writings against God, his people, and the church and the Word of God. Listen, the Geneva Bible Society bought his house, and you know what the first thing was? And that they printed on his printing press? It was a copy of the Word of God. Isn't that amazing? Oh, listen, friend. Listen, there was a man back in, I think it says December the 24th, 1932 or 33, the British government brought the valuable Codex Sinaiticus from Russians for $500,000. And on the same day, this source says the first edition of Voltaire's work sold for 11 cents in Paris bookshop. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, listen, you best not fool with the Word of God. You best just leave it alone. And you say, why, preacher? Because it is the Word of God. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, this Word we have in earthen treasures, or in earthen vessels. Isn't that amazing? I mean, this message of the gospel that this old gospel preacher preaches, and multitudes of others, of men of God, who declare that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, who proclaimed that He was a virgin born of Mary, who present Him as the sinless Son of God, the substitute of all lost mankind, and all mankind are lost, by the way, who presented Him being buried in a borrowed tomb after being crucified and dying on a cross at a place called Calvary, only to come out from among the dead 3 days later. I'll tell you, friend, listen, this is the message of the Word of God. This is the treasure that God has entrusted clay vessels like me to deposit it within and declare it without. He didn't call angels to proclaim the Word of God. The message of salvation and grace, by grace through faith, but He called men, little clay pots, little fragile vessels. How marvelous that it is. But this Word, listen, friend, this Word is eternal. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, I believe it is verse 35, and I'm trying to find it very quickly. The Word of God says this, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, it is verse 25. The Word of God says about the Word of God, "The Word of the Lord endureth forever." Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't it make you want to stand up and shout? As some men try to say, the Word of God is the product of man. Well, I'll tell you, friend, it is not. It is as it declares itself to be. It is the Word of God. He said in the book of Isaiah 40:8, He said, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth." He said, "But the Word of our God shall stand forever." It was eternal. It is eternal. It will always be eternal. Jesus said, "Listen, fellas, while He was here, the words that I speak unto you, these are they that shall judge you in that day." You can deny the Word of God. You can mock the Word of God. You can even scoff the Word of God. But I'll tell you what, you can't get away from it. You'll meet it one day in judgment. You'll meet its truth. You'll meet its terrible power. You'll meet its terrible judgment. And you'll meet the One who it is. Bless God. You'll meet the Word of God Himself, who in the beginning was God, who was God, and who was the Word of God. It is, bless God, it is eternal. It's not only a treasure. It's not only indestructible. It's not only eternal, but thank God, I'll tell you what, it's miraculous. It is miraculous. Now look, there's a beautiful picture of this that's recorded in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, if I remember correctly. If it's not that, it'll be chapter 15. If you don't find it in those two chapters, read the whole book of Exodus and you'll find it. And you know what? When the children of Israel is out in the wilderness, man, they got hungry, did they not? God opened up the windows of heaven and poured manna out. You say, "What was manna, preacher?" Well, that's what it meant. Well, we don't know. What is this? That's what manna means, does it not? I'm telling you, the Word of God describes it as angel food. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it was a white wafer, kind of about the size of, they said, coriander seed. It was sweet as honey, I believe. And oh, it sustained them. It sustained the children of God. That nation that had been brought out of captivity, it sustained them for 40 years. They could beat it. They could fry it. They could bake it. I don't know. Listen, I've never seen the 101 recipes of manna, but bless God, I imagine it went around the camp of the Israelites, don't you? But oh, it was a miracle. One of those miracles, friend, listen, that God gave to those Jews that He had liberated from Egypt's bondage. He made it available to them. They had to go out and gather it every morning. They had to eat of it every day, or else it would breed worms and stink, especially on the Sabbath day. But I'm telling you, friend, listen, I bless God, the Word of God is a miracle. It pictured Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil came to Him after fasting 40 days, He said, "Hey, if you be the Christ, if you be the Son of God, make these stones into bread." Oh, Jesus reared back, pulled His sword out of His sheath and said, "It is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Y'all know they tell me bread is the staff of life. Well, can I tell you, the Word of God is the staff of life for the believer. He ought to eat it every day. He ought to either drink the milk of it or chew the meat of it. But we ought to have a portion of the Word of God being taken into our mind, into our mouth, into our heart, into our spirit, and into our life. But look, Jesus was teaching in John chapter 6. And they were questioning Him. They always were. And they said, "Hey, Jesus, Moses gave us bread in the wilderness." And Jesus said, "Look, I got news for you, fellas. Moses didn't give you that bread, but my Father did in heaven. But He said, let me tell you something. That wasn't the true bread. Those men, your fathers, ate that bread and died. But I'll tell you, I'm the true bread that came down from heaven. I'm the true bread that I'm the Father of sin. And I'm the bread. If a man eat thereof, he shall never die." In John chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus said He's the true bread. In verse 35, He said, "I'm the bread of life." In verse 48, He said again, "I am the bread of life." Listen, He's the miracle of all miracles. Do you hear me? And oh, wouldn't you rather have Jesus than the miracles that He performed? I'll tell you, friend, I'm thankful for the Word of God, aren't you? I'm thankful that it's indestructible. I'm thankful that it is a treasure. I'm thankful that it is eternal. I'm thankful, bless God, that it is miraculous in many things. And listen, it is perfect. Boy, I like that, don't you? In the book of Psalms, Psalm 16. Psalm 19. I'll get it right in a minute. Psalm 19 and 7. My, you think about messing up like that. Psalms 19 and 7. It says this, "The word of the Lord," or "the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Bless God, you can't add to it. You can't take away from it. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, "The words of the Lord are pure, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, and Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Now listen, let me tell you something about the King James Bible. Look, I could tell you a lot of things about the King James Bible, especially in comparison to all these other modern versions like the NIV, the Not Inspired Version. Bless God, this King James Version is inspired. It wasn't coincidental in Psalm 12, 6 and 7 that God inspired that man to write and says this, "The word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times." And look, that was David that spake that. You all know when the Word of God was being translated into the King's language. Do you know that once Tyndale put it in that version, you know what? It went through seven different revisions. Not additions. Not versions. But, friend, they went through different times of purifying it and cleaning it up, cleaning its syntax, getting the words right. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, listen. This book, the Word of God, it is a marvel. It is a miracle. It is pure. It's perfect. It's powerful. I'm telling you, friend, it is preserved. And by it, if you believe it, you can be saved. I believe He said in the book of Jeremiah 23:29, He said, are not my words like a fire and like a hammer. Boy, you know what? I can feel the fire of the Word of God like Jeremiah, he did in 20:9. Hey, I have seen the hammer of the Word of God break. Bless God, into pieces the hearts of man's kind and the plans of mankind, only to be used to build man up. You know what a fire does? A fire purifies. A fire destroys. I'll tell you what, listen, friend, the Word of God is a remarkable book, is it not? Bless God, it'll make us what we ought to be if we'll put it on the inside. It knows what to do once it gets there. Hey, it'll tear things down, but it'll build things up. I mean to tell you, it's a sword, the Word of God said. It's not, He said, for the Word of God is quick, meaning it's alive. It's a powerful thing. It's like a two-edged sword, piercing, dividing us. Well, let me turn over and read it in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And I can't tell you the times that I've quoted that. He said, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. He said, piercing pierced even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. But let me give you one more really quick. It's Job chapter 23 and 12. He said, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food. Now listen, friend, if you're going to be saved, you got to hear the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You've got to believe. You've got to believe what the preacher says, the Word of God says. And it's not so much what the preacher says, but what the Word of God says through the preacher. You've got to believe that. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Job said again, I've esteemed it more than my necessary food. Listen, how the Word of God has been given to us. It's been inspired by God. It's been preserved by God. And I'm telling you, you can trust in this old King James Bible. It's got a power that no other book has. God, listen, has written it. God has put His seal upon it. God's preserved it, and the Bible said, if thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, sir, ma'am, you can be saved. Would you run to Him right now? Would you run to Him and say, God, I believe that You sent Your Son to die for a wretch like me. And right now, the best I know how, I repent of my sin and by faith receive Christ as my Savior. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And let's thank God for the Word of God. Until the next time.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDeBbie at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.